Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the beat of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my stars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, it's Shirley Nunchuk on the Shirley Nunchuk Show. How you doing? I'm actually doing an early show today. I'm actually going to be trying to cook on my show, and I'm not a cooker. I mean, I don't cook at all. So first of all, I got to get to my promo. I'm bringing that up now. Okay, let's bring this up. Okay, come on. Okay. Click, click, click. Remember, this is a radio show. You guys can't see what I'm doing. So I'm going to the page info, and this is the Sarah Joy Foundation. And I'm bringing up on here. It's actually the Facebook page. And reading from the long description, the Sarah Joy Foundation, a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, last year, did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, Sarabi Beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a diet at a spa could do, or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't want someone when they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So any donations will be greatly appreciated if you check out Sarah's, S-A-R-A-H, apostrophe S, Joy Foundation on Facebook page. And go there and you can donate there. And it's not something that is claimed to cure cancer, but the money is actually going towards billings and outing some people that are dealing with terminal cancer. So let's see. What am I doing here? Oh, yes. There's going to be some great people coming on my show before I try to start cooking live on the air here. Don't ever ask me to cook for anybody. Don't. Not a good idea for me to cook for anyone. And Jackie Chan Kitty, what you people don't even see because it's radio, there's a little bird's nest up on the top of the roof, this electric thing is, and they're peeping all morning long. So cats up there go meow, 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 meow on the windowsill all morning long because they have the window open. I'm trying to bring down here. So if anybody hears it, not that I don't think anybody will, but if you hear a cat go meow, 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 that's Jackie Chan Kitty. So right now, I'm actually bringing up on my page people that will be a guest on the show back home, Boston boy Frankie Mbergamo. I'm probably saying his name wrong, but I will actually be having him as a guest on my show. He's been getting more and more into acting, and I will be interviewing him. Stuntwoman Angela Merrill, she will be on my show. Angelo Garcia, to get back with Angela, she's an incredible woman. There's so many things that she's worked on. I've actually seen her work and never really realized that she worked on Kill Bill and many other things. So it's going to be really an honor to have her on my show. Once again, you people don't know what I'm doing, but I was like going too fast scrolling down on my Facebook page. So I was trying to bring up Angela's, and I brought up Angelo's when I posted on my page. Angelo Garcia, he now has over 721,000 people on his page, and he's actually a boy band that he used to be part of was Menudo. And now that he's all grown up, we're going to hear all about him, and I usually play his song, and I will be playing Delusions of Grandeur. And once again, also, too, Ben Ramsey, director of Blood and Bone, starring Michael J. White, is going to be on my show. So let's get to this. I am hungry. I wanted to cook early. Let's see if this is going to be possible. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Let's see. I'm going to be making some coffee. Oh, my dear God. Making coffee, getting the coffee filter, get the coffee out. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get the water for the coffee out of the fridge. And I'm making the quick pancakes where you just add water. So I just need one cup of water for the coffee. It's nothing big, but for me, I just do not cook. I do not cook at all. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am the worst horrible cook in the history of this world. Everybody just assumes things like, you know, nationality stuff. Oh, since I'm a little bit Italian, I should be able to cook. Oh, hell no. No, no, no. Can't cook for beans. Sorry. Sorry, but So, moving up a little coffee thing. Put some coffee in the filter here. I'm trying to open it up. Ooh, I love the smell of this. Good. Smells good. That one's a French vanilla one. Yes. And my cats are looking at me because every time I have anything to do with food, they say, ooh, for me. No. Okay. Let me put this down here. Yes, it is a big kind of funny thing of me trying to cook. Once again, people that really know me know I do not cook. I do not cook at all. I am the worst cook in the world. Got to get rid of this coffee filter. Dump this coffee filter out. Okay. Got rid of that. A new coffee filter in here. Yes, my show is very boring today. I'm so sorry, but, you know, I just get people all together, guests all at once, but I just don't want to give them, you know, one day of promotion here. kind of, you know, I mean, people have stepped up to the plate. I got to admit that last minute, and they've actually called in. And that really kind of really is a good thing in a way where I can actually get people on the show again. So it's like a preview to them being a guest on my show. Okay, turning the coffee on. All right, what do I got? Where's my pan? The plate. Okay, here's the pan for the pancakes. I just got to get everything now. Because I got this chocolate chip pancake mix. Where is it? And it's in here. Chocolate chip. And it's a real quickie. It's a quickie. Yes, it's a quickie. So I'm just getting the pancake mix. And you throw water in it. Good, 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 good. That's what I meant by quickie. Get your minds out of the gutter. Even though I was crazy enough to say that. So this is just an old quick chocolate chip. Oh, la, la. I love chocolate chip. Open up the... Okay. Okay. Put it in the bowl. Put it in the bowl. Just put the mix right in the bowl. And there's the chocolate chip already in it. Yum. And you can't tell me some of the chocolate chips out of the batter. Yeah. Got to add some water. Get the water out of the fridge. I should have just kept the gallon out of water out. Mix it in. And the cats are like, ooh, what you doing? No. Rocky, this is not for you, baby boy. Kind of funny. I don't remember ever having a boy cat, but I've absolutely fell in love with him. My two little furball co-hosts, Jackie Chin Kitty and Rocky Balboa. I love animals. I don't know if I could actually get along with someone that actually couldn't get, who doesn't like animals. I don't know if that really would be something I could do, is actually get along with people who don't like animals. I mean, I can understand, because, you know, some people, they're cat people, some people, they're dog people, but for me, I love animals. Granted, places I haven't been able to actually have dogs at some places. Okay, with my, I've tried this walnut oil. I know not a lot of people, they're allergic to peanuts and stuff, but I love me some peanut butter. Where's my peanut butter? Did I put it in the microwave? Where the heck did I put the jar? I should put some peanut butter in this. Oh, my spatula. No. And I'm making a mess here. Yeah. Well, so far, nothing's exploded, nothing caught fire. So I guess that's a pretty good sign. I'm dropping things left and right. You guys can't see this. I'm trying to hold the phone in my hand, trying to do two things at once here. My cats are like, yeah, what are you doing? They're like little scavengers going, oh, food. No, this is mama's food. No, this is mama's food. So I'm looking forward to getting some guests on the show. Very, very happy about that. It is Ninja Sunday. Should be talking about ninjas, but here I'm talking about making some chocolate chip pancakes and the quickie ones. Just add some water. What do you say? I'm not a good cook at all. Not a good cook at all. Let's turn the heat on. Okay. Get the coffee going. Hey, baby. Hey. He's a good boy. Don't even. You people don't even know. When I first got Rocky, he would get up on the counter, and anything I made, he would stick his head in any batter. And I'd be like, cat, what are you doing? Yeah. This is not for you. He's looking because he thinks it's for him. But it's not for him. He's a good boy. Let's see. How about if we play some music? I'm going to watch this thing, though. I don't want it to burn, because yes, I burn things very badly. No, no, don't you. He's sitting on the edge of the table, and I'm like, he's getting ready to jump on the powders. No, no, no. he's sneaking. If anybody owns pets, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm trying to watch him, and he wants to sneak. No, that's not for you. Get out of here. No. Rat? What if he's actually a pot rat? Trying to make sure this is all even, this pancake. I love pancakes. I can't help it. It's actually some of my favorite things that I've actually always loved. And chocolate chip pancakes have always been my favorite. I mean, there's blueberries and all sorts of other stuff, too, that I do love and do enjoy. I hope people can hear me, because I'm, like, trying to hold the phone and trying to cook at the same time and trying not to burn pancakes. Let's see. I just need a big one. I'm trying to flip this bad boy. Yay! I guess it worked. Cook that pancake. Get that coffee. Crazy Shelly makes us here. Yeah. Okay, got that. Put that. Oh, I just love the camera. So after the first pancake, I put on some music. I don't know exactly what I want to play. I'm doing a very short show today. Okay, I'm trying to make sure this sucker don't burn. Yeah. I can't help it. I know pancakes are so filling, but I cannot help myself. I love, like, muffins and stuff like that along the way. Sure that this don't burn. Okay, didn't burn. Let's see. That was the first one. Getting this coffee out. There we go. There goes the coffee. How about if I play some music? Let's see. What do I want to play? Yeah. Let's play some music here. Let's see. What do I want to play? And I'll be getting more and more artists on here. Let's see. Oh, it's got hot in here, huh? Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Whose music do I want to play first? Dropping the phone. I just dropped the phone. Am I still connected? Let's see. Yeah, I'm still connected. I'm just scared of that. It's okay. Let's see. What do I want to play? All right. I'm going to play some music. I'm playing a song, All My Time by Kevin Tejan, and I'll be back. Oh,
Looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help the stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
Got a little swag, doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got design. behind the suit with the Jacobs on the wrist. Yeah. Below the DJ Henry band, the face tight and fixed. And yeah, you know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. When the roundaway girl, a down shorty girl, a girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word. You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow. Now, girl, you know that I got your back. Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked, whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team, the girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's word.
With the perfect intellect, the object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell, and I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 D&M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson. But rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
And I made a big, huge mess here. yes. Can't help it, but I guess I did. So, yeah. Trying to cook while I'm live on the air. So, yeah, I did that. That was Jay Giannone, his song Inspiration. Don't forget to catch him in September 18th. Is actually the movie Black Mass, starring Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger, and that was in the, I guess you could say, mafia. I'm trying to cook and talk here at the same time, trying to flip over a pancake, I'm trying to do two things at once here. Let's see, can I get it? I'm trying to flip it. Yay, I did it. I'm such a horrible cook. Yeah, let that cook a little bit here. I'm cooking chocolate pancakes. Oh, yum, yum, yum. Love them, love them, love them. Okay. I'm not using syrup, but I'm using honey. Put it all over the pancake. That's just sitting right here. I put honey in my coffee. Nice French vanilla coffee. Okay, let's see how this bad boy's coming out. Yeah. Bad boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when I come for you, bad boy? Honey. It's chocolate chip pancake. Come on, let's get this out. Of course, I should have a bigger pan while doing this, but how much pancake can I actually eat? Oh, there we go. Yes. Okay, just got to let it cool. Put some honey right on that. Yay. Yeah, honey. Love me some honey. Okay, let that cool off a little bit. So I didn't burn my house, and I'm dropping the phone again. Oh, boy. It does get hot in here, doesn't it?
Oh, happy birthday to David Nelson. All right. I think he'll be a gift. Well, I guess when it rains, it pours. So, lining up the guest, lining up the guest. Okay. I'm trying to think. What are the songs and stuff that I wanted to... Let's see. Play. Okay, from my hub pages, I think I might be signed in here. I just wanted to read something. Let's see. Okay, going to my hub pages. Let's see. Okay, there's my profile. Okay, I'm going to post this. Okay. I'm going to post this on my Facebook page. I wanted to read one thing before I ended the show and my last song. From my hub pages. Okay, here we go. Sometimes I love animals more than I love people. Love for babies. Our prime purpose in this life is to help others, and if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. And supposedly that's what the Dalai Lama says, and I'm showing this dog carrying a dog in a basket picture that I found on the internet. Sometimes a good cuddle with fur babies are nice. Yes, I'm going to sound like a crazy cat lady, but I cannot help myself. I love animals. Plain and simple. I know we're supposed to put human beings before animals, but I do not know if I agree with that always. If something that is so little can give me so much joy, how can that be wrong? So, yes, I admit I'm a crazy cat woman, but only have two cats, so I'm not sure if I can apply for the label. Well, two is quite enough. I do love animals and dogs. Yes, the two kitties I have is a handful, but I love them. There are days when I lay and have both of my kitties curled up with me watching films. How very calming and quiet the time during these cuddle sessions can be. I know a lot of people love animals and own different types, and I say more love to the people with animals. But I honestly think it might be the other way around. We think some animals might eat us when we might need them. I hear a lot of times people say how much they hate people and prefer animals over people any day. I think in society of me in this present age, sometimes animals just look for some food and affection from us. I do know dogs tend to be loyal, and petting them leads to calming people's nerves. Well, in a way, that is the same thing with my kitties. I see videos of and such about animal abuse, and I know there is people abuse too, which there really is no need for. Even as I'm writing this on Hub Pages, my two kitties are around me. I cannot even go into the bathroom because they need to know where I am. Even in the shower, my kitties want to know what is behind the shower curtain with the water running. Here I always thought kitties were afraid of water, where hence I have kitties that want to jump in the shower. They are two furballs, both are different, both still crave affection of my love. I cannot help myself, I just love animals. It's so hard to hear about the abuse of animals in this whole world. How could we save all of them? The best answer I can think of, in our own place, our own community, at least we could do a little bit of our own part in the animals we own. At least those animals are safe, warm, and loved, and are fed. I gotta admit, sometimes I think of feeding my kitties before me, and yes, I know that sounds crazy, but I love them very much. The many times where I can use a laser pointer and the kitties see a red dot, is quite entertaining to see them chase it, and all I do is sit there and wave the laser pointer. Maybe, yes, it's silly to say that I love animals sometimes more than people. I mean, I know animals and wild animals, well, you can't say they destroy the earth as much as people have. Sometimes I think some of the things we do to the earth, people and animals, really make me think how much more we are animals than animals really are. Of course, I'm not going to own any wild animals because have kitties. Well, they are a handful. In reality of owning a tiger, you need some sort of reservation. And to have a tiger, which is really a kitty that's 50 times the size of my kitties, let me just say that if two small fur babies are this much of a handful, I can only imagine what two tigers could be like. I think it is a blessing for any human being to have an animal in their life, whether it is a dog or a cat or any animal at all. Animals do add to our lives, and I think many help us to stay younger and calm our nerves. I know that there are some programs that even take animals to hospitals and elderly homes and seems to light up people a lot. Of course, animals in a way are kind of like furry children because you still have to take care of them. Sometimes they cause a little bit of mischief in our lives, but we still love them. Like, for example, my younger kitty, when I first got him last year, he would launch himself at curtains and swing at them. He also would eat my shower curtains. So, of course, like a little kid, I had to train him and work with him not to have him keep doing it. It was every day, or when I bought a new shower curtain, right in the shower, he would go and just attack the shower curtain, but now that he's a little bit older, he has stopped. Of course, we cannot compare animals to people, but in a way, animals, if anyone owns them, can tell you that animals are indeed part of our family, and they can count as part of the family. I'm happy to have always had an animal be part of my life. Yes, I think this is the third time I might be saying this, but sometimes I honestly love animals way more than people. Animals always brought much happiness in my life, and I thought throughout my life, I am always going to have one around. We say that we save animals, but honestly, I think, too, it is the other way around. Animals actually really save us. Maybe that sounds strange, but in a strange way, it is kind of the truth. Well, what can I say? I'm always going to be an animal lover. Okay, now let's see. What do I want to end the show with? It's actually going to be Angelo Garcia. Let's see. Bringing this up. He now has over 731,000 people. Yeah, has 731,000 people. Ending today's show. Ending today's I keep it tight. Today's show with future guest. Oh, I'm trying to bring this up. I can't even type right. Of course, I get stuck. Let's see. Let's try to. Okay, I'm trying to bring up this page once again. Angelo. And then a future guest, Angelo, whose page is over. Thousand people with his song, Delusions of Grandeur. So I'm ending today's show with future guest Angelo Garcia, whose page is over 731,000 people with the song Delusion of Grandeur. Okay. So that, I want to thank everybody for love and support on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Thank you so much for listening to us. I will be getting guests. And everyone, I hope you all have a good day.